The following podcast contains adult subject matter. Listener discretion is advised.
Damn straight it was a good hug with Juan, Gabe, Tim, Doyle, and John Still and his meaty, meaty dick.
Want that meat.
All right, we're recording. Did you just say you want that meat?
No, he said it
was. As a matter of fact, that is exactly what I heard.
John Still tried to give his meat to everybody that night he came up. He just forced himself on Gabe, and I had to watch. It was amazing.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to episode 209 of Thinking Outside the Long Box. I'm Gabe.
I'm Tim.
I'm Doyle.
I'm Juan.
I'm John Clyde Still. What's up, everybody?
Ding, 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 ding,
ding, ding, ding.
I'll ship you my theme music.
They let hillbillies have cell phones?
They let hillbillies out at nighttime?
Yeah. That's about all we can do.
I've seen a lot of horror movies. That's when they're at their most dangerous.
Yeah.
That's right. And that's about all we can do right now is walk around, because there is not shit open in South Carolina.
That's probably good.
John Still's going to get jumped by a mob of angry liberals.
That would be amazing.
I would just love to hear, like, some, like, 40-year-old white woman, "What are you doing walking around in my neighborhood without a mask?"
Yeah, all right, he gets ambushed by a pack of wild Karens.
I don't know if I can, like, call 911 for you over here, bro.
Oh, yeah.
No, we'd all be laughing too hard.
It's like the best hate crime ever.
Where is he? Where is his location? Somewhere in the woods?
He said he was in one of the Carolinas. I don't remember which one.
Right.
There's only two of them. Oh, man. Well, everybody, today we are doing our pop culture classic where we are going to talk about The Ring, the American film adapted from a movie called Ringu, which is a Japanese film. We're going to talk a little bit about both of them and just kind of how we feel about it and the difference between the two and that sort of thing. So, yeah, let's do this thing.
I'm ready.
Also my favorite Italian dish.
Ringu.
That's stupid.
I think you're thinking of ragu again.
The jokes.
We all know. All right.
It might be
Doyle's
favorite beef.
Italian dish is Chef Boyardee.
My favorite what?
It might be your favorite beef.
Ringu. Beef.
Wagyu.
Eh, it's up there.
Berta.
Berta.
behind my meat, right? Yeah.
Hey.
All right.
His meat is pretty good, guys.
What's going on here?
So, who wants to start talking about this movie? Juan, do you got any details for us?
Nope.
The deets, bro.
Give
How
us
about
the
you
deets.
Look up the American one, I'll look up the Japanese
done
one.
Done and done.
Jesus, when both of you type.
Wait to do your homework, boys.
It's a 2002 film, the American one was, directed by Gore Verbinski, starring Naomi Watts, Martin Henderson, David Dorfman, and Brian Cox. I did not remember that he was in this movie. It's a remake of the 98 Japanese horror film Ring, which I don't think is correct, but I wonder
no,
why they don't
that's just,
I wonder why they don't call it Ringu.
So the technical English translation is Ring, but the way it's pronounced is Ringu. So
I got you.
Yeah.
Bum bum bum.
So obviously on my side, it's a 1998 Japanese horror film directed by Hideo Nakata. Which is based on the novel from 1991 by a guy named Koji Suzuki, who also wrote a couple other movies that have, like, these cool, like, or a couple other books that have, like, this cool water theme to them.
He also makes cars.
Yeah, he does not also make cars.
Motorcycles.
But there are a couple other novels in the Ring trilogy too that became like the subsequent movies as well.
Yeah, I think there's four Ring sequels.
Right. There's Ring 2, Ring 0, and then
Sudoku.
Yeah.
I'm not joking. I'm pretty sure that's what it's called.
It's called Sudoku, not Sudoku.
Nah.
Yeah.
Sudoku,
I think there's two of those.
Ching Chong, Bing Bong. They're terrible movies.
Oh my god! Yeah.
If you do this number puzzle, the ghost will get you in 7 days.
the American version has a 71% critic score and a solid 48% audience score.
Which blows me away because it's way better than that.
It is, but it comes attached with all the bullshit that was happening when this movie came out. So in the horror community, when this movie came out, Ringu was super, super popular. And when I look at its Rotten Tomatoes, the audience score is 81% and the critic score is 97%. Okay.
That's really high for a horror film.
Exactly. So what happened is this movie came out, like, and America got it on VHS, right? And people watched it and they loved it. And there was a big push from the horror community for this movie to get an American release, not an American remake. So when an American company went out and remade it, it made a lot of the horror community really, really upset in kind of that like early 2000 version of like cancel culture, where they just pissed and pissed and pissed and moaned about it until everybody was like, yeah, it is awful because it's not the original, which is like so much of my mindset, you know, when it comes to reviewing stuff. Comes from this time in my life and like just always being like geared towards thinking the original, thinking the original is better, because a lot of times the original is better. And in this case, I think it is a better movie.
I agree with you that it's a better movie. I just don't agree that it's 48% to whatever 70 or whatever percent difference.
It's not American... a 40 point spread. It's like a 10 point spread.
Yeah. I'll take the American ring is also really fucking good.
I'll take the counter argument. Cause I think the American version is better.
Oh, wow.
That's interesting.
I just can't disagree with you because I think they're both so close.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
So
I thought Samara was in my ear right there.
7 days.
7 days.
So who remembers kind of the hype behind the American version when it first came out?
I do.
I definitely does.
I remember it getting like passed around, like showing it to your friends, different friends groups. And then, like,
I remember
trying to prank each other with like the phone calls and shit. I remember.
Yeah.
It wasn't Blair Witch hype, but it was pretty good.
Oh man. The Blair Witch Project. Like, this is legitimate. I went to the Mayan in Denver cause it was the only place that was playing the Blair Witch Project. And I had like read about it in a zine, and the way it was presented in the zine was that it was real. And so I had to go see this movie that was like real found footage. And I don't think I really figured out that the Blair Witch Project was a movie until like the credits rolled at the end of it.
See, I heard the same thing, but I just automatically knew that you can't just like, I don't know, part of my brain was like, you can't fucking to put real shit in the movies and off of like death and violence.
Well, so what I had said was it was presented as a documentary.
Gabe, about that lowest common denominator we were speaking about earlier.
Go fuck yourself.
I will say when I went and saw this movie, a guy passed out. When we were walking out of this movie, I think I was with like Bobby and them, a guy right in front of us just like fucking folded up, took a header into the ground.
Oh, geez.
And his girlfriend was like, help me. And I was just like, what the fuck? And then I didn't help him. But
you're like, don't put that Sheenie curse on me.
He's fucking
Anyone
Blair Witched.
Listening to this, who's waiting for a hero moment from Doyle? Not happening.
I 100% disagree. He did his Batman impersonation and fucking disappeared.
I stood there and watched as other people helped.
Look at him. He's bleeding, Mira.
Remember when we were standing outside going, where the fuck did Doyle just go? That's what he did.
It was pretty crazy to see that. That dude ate shit hard.
Did he pass out because he was scared or just because...
I don't know. I left before they
you're all, I fucking bounced on that shit. Why would I know?
But seriously, he was literally right in front of us. He was walking, and then his leg started to buckle, and then he just went rigid like a board and head first into the linoleum.
Oh, I was just like, an epileptic seizure, dude.
Yeah.
I know this movie is
Samara video and was like,
this movie is definitely one of three films that really freaked people out in the early 2000s. Like it was Blair Witch, which I guess is late 90s. But then you had The Ring, which also freaked a lot of people out. And then you had Paranormal Activity that made people shit their pants in the theater.
Oh, man. You want to talk about a slow fucking movie. Paranormal Activity. You are watching surveillance footage
in
hopes that something moves. It's worse than a Ghost Hunters show because at least in the Ghost Hunter, they're yelling about stuff the whole time.
Yeah.
Did you hear that?
I always felt they misnamed Paranormal Activity. I think it should have just been called Baby Monitor.
I would say one of the five movies that actually scared me when I watched it.
I can get with that.
But I remember watching it alone though at the house for the first time. The guy who passed out was at the Blair Witch, not at the Ring.
So this is the third. So Ringu was the second or third Japanese movie, period, that I had ever seen. And I was so fucking blown away by it because I had literally never seen anything like it before. It was so different. It embraced technology in such a totally different way, at the time. And the way the ghost, it didn't matter. If you figured out why the ghost was upset, that's not what the ghost cared about. The ghost just cares about getting perpetual revenge. And that's something I had to look up. There's so much weird history behind how vengeance ghosts work in Japanese literature that's packed into that movie that I had never heard of, I'd never experienced, and I got to learn so much cool new shit about a totally different genre of horror movie from it that it's still to this day one of my favorite movies, even though I don't think it's that scary anymore because so much of it has become a trope.
Well, it suffers from the Event Horizon shit to me where it was when I saw it, it horrified me for some reason. And then now I can watch it in the middle of the night by myself, go right to sleep. No big deal.
Masturbate. Yeah.
He's probably
masturbating to the torture parts.
I
do find it weird that there's this very easy loophole in that she won't murder you. So, I mean, it would probably get exhausting, but could you just perpetually watch it with a friend every 6 days and then just be okay?
You
have to make a copy.
Yeah, just make a trap.
You're right.
Put that shit on YouTube, bro. And then you and the Ringu girl, you're just hanging out smoking blunts.
She's
you're both our work here is done.
This is a very different movie in today's society. You know what I'm saying?
It'd be my favorite fucking movie, and I'd be selling bootleg copies at the flea market for $5. So I agree with you, Gabe. This opened up a whole new door of mythology to me because I had no idea about Japanese horror stories and revenge ghosts, the three headless ghosts that go through the woods. I didn't know about any of that stuff.
Oh shit! Is that what you're going to look for?
Well, I mean, that's, you know, if you do look up the Japanese, horror stuff, he's right. That's what he's talking about. This ring ghost is not a new concept. It's actually based out of Japanese mythology. And I didn't know about any of that. So he is right. But the other portion of that is, what is the difference, though, between the Japanese version and the American version? I have not seen the Japanese version. So what are the key differences?
There's not actually, it's actually pretty close. Mm-hmm. The main difference is the wife in the American version is more kind of played by the male counterpart in the Japanese version. He's also a clairvoyant, I believe, in the Japanese version. So he kind of like deduces the ghost's intent and background by like,
what would you call it? Through psychic ability.
Through psychic ability. Whereas you go on a voyage with the character to figure out what's going on in the American version, you kind of get that dictated to you in the Japanese version by the male character.
Yeah,
and the video is a little bit different. I would say the video production on the actual Ring video in the American version, I think that's standalone better, in my opinion. But besides that, the stories are really close.
It is super similar. Like, they are, you know, they're not like shot for shot, but there's definitely moments in each movie that look identical and say and tell, excuse me, the exact same like stories in those moments. Like, it's more than anything, what makes the Japanese one better for me isn't the differences. It's that it just opened that door. It's not even like a nostalgia thing. It was like almost like an educational moment for me where, I mean, man, I went and hunted down a fuck ton of Japanese horror movies after I saw this. Like, as like so all I watched for about 6 months.
So for me, a lot of the movies that get remade in a sense of what Americans want to see. This one, not so much. Because, I mean, there are jump scares in it, but it's not like tons and tons. I can't remember the fucking name of the Spanish movie. I think it's Quarantine in the American version, where there
is a wreck?
They're in the yes
yeah.
So those are also very similar, but the Spanish version is a lot like Marianne. What we're going to talk about here in the future is it's unnerving. There's shots are different, and it just looks creepy, and it doesn't rely mostly on shit running at you as much as there's scenes where you're looking at the crazy dude who got it first, and his walls are covered in just a bunch of shit, and it just is unsettling. It's just unsettling to watch.
Damn French.
Yeah, honestly, I mean, this is just my opinion. I think that the pacing of the film is just, in my opinion, is just better in the American version. You guys still there?
Yeah.
Okay, for some reason it sounded like everything went away. But I will agree that the Japanese version, it's just like almost half of the horror in the Japanese version is just the lack of any kind of sound or movement. It's just like everything lingers slightly too long and then lingers again until the point where it's just creepy and just like leaves a creepy feeling.
Right.
If that makes sense.
And I think that's a very like Japanese film sensibility that we just don't have here.
It is. It's definitely something I didn't know about before I'd also watched a decent amount of Japanese horror. It's like super close which one I like better. I only go back to liking the American version better on this viewing for this show. Before that, I always thought I liked the Japanese version better. I think just rewatching them, taking out anything besides just the quality of the two films, I think the Ring is slightly better. But it's like it's cutting hairs, though. It's like it's not. You could watch either version and get a very great movie. So it's not much of it.
And I think that's the thing that's the most surprising to me over time, because I remember when the American version came out, I really disliked it. But I think I disliked it for kind of a lot of the wrong reasons. Like, it had nothing to do with the quality of the film and just everything to do with my opinion of why it was released instead of just releasing the Japanese film with subtitles.
Yeah.
But now that, you know, I'm kind of past that kind of pettiness with it, I definitely enjoy both movies at almost the same level. I just like the Japanese one because it's a little more... it's a little more raw, I think, and I love the hesitancy of frame movement that Japanese films have. Like, I think that's a big part of what makes The Grudge, the Japanese version of The Grudge, like, yes, light years better than the American version.
I think that's a very obvious, truly true statement.
Yeah, like, way, yeah, way better. Like,
those,
that's a
those movie two movies are not close.
Completely cocked up, but also... like, I know Old Boy is a Korean movie, but a lot of those same, like, Asian cinema sensibilities, like, get completely lost in translation with the American version of Old Boy.
I think I'm happy that I've not grown up with movies and that I hit my pop culture kind of love for this, you know, later in my life, because I'm not, and I don't think you're marred, and I don't think that's the right word, but I'm not, like... there's not a nostalgia factor for me, or there's not a, I liked this, so I gotta, I can't like this in the future more. I don't know. There's just not that thing where I can watch a remake after remake after remake, and it doesn't really bother me unless the remake is awful, but then I'll just go watch the other one. I just don't feel like I'm marred by things in my past.
I think, yeah, the things in my past, it bothers me when they come out with endless remakes or sequels, just because... it has less to do with them, you know, as you say, ruining it. They're not ruining something that I liked. They're just not doing something new that I'll like either. And that's what really, really bothers me. Like, I could care less. Like, I don't want to see the eighth version of my favorite movie. Like, I just want to see my favorite movie, you know?
Yeah.
I want something new to come out that's exciting and different, like The Kingdom. You liked The Kingdom so much because it was such a different take on, like, what you're normally looking for. Same here. I love it. Like, when we talk about Marianne, that show's ridiculously tropey, but it's presented in such a way that it feels fresh and different, and the story isn't just a retread of some movie or story that's already come out.
And this isn't a sarcastic nod. I fucking completely agree with you.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I just want to see...
I think we all do here.
I want to see more new stuff. I want to see different stuff. Love new.
For me, I like it because it reminds me, because I want to see, I don't, I'm okay with seeing where the story goes or what could be different about a new one. I did not like the new Lion King because it wasn't new. There was nothing new about it. Like, two songs were new, but it was damn near a shot for shot
remake. More like
remake.
A lack of two songs.
Yeah.
Yeah, not only was
not with Aladdin. I agree. That's why I liked Aladdin, because it was a little different.
Well, not only was the Lion King almost shot for shot, they took the worst parts out, or they took the best parts out. I mean,
yeah, right. They took away the "Be Prepared" song, which is so good. They took out like they like ruined the magic of Simba talking to like Cloud Mufasa. Like, that whole scene is emotionless. And it's supposed to be powerful.
And they kept calling it live action, those dirty fucking liars.
Fucking hell.
Yeah. I was like, what does live action even mean anymore? Now, here's my question. Back to shouting out to your theory from last episode, Juan. Does The Ring count as a supernatural virus movie?
I don't understand. I don't understand the question, because nobody turns into anything. It's just her.
No, but if you spread it like a virus, you survive. So it is a supernatural virus per se, because it propagates itself on your survival,
like an infection movie.
Correct.
With the video, with the Ring video being the infection.
I'm okay lumping it in there. I guess I've never thought about The Ring that way.
I feel like you just created a new genre of movie for Juan right there.
No, now he lumped it in with the other category.
He's all, I love the Walking Dead ghost movies.
I stirred it into The Walking Dead.
Wouldn't that be an interesting zombie concept? If you get bit, you turn into a zombie unless you bite somebody else.
You just maybe came up with the next cool new zombie thing. Trademark. You heard it here first, everybody. Trademark.
Like as long as you bite something else, you're not a zombie.
I guess.
As soon as you pass it on, it's you're in the clear for a week. You'll turn back into a zombie until you bite somebody else.
Every day you got to bite someone new.
Right.
Really, you know what? It's kind of like how Santa Clarita Diet. If she keeps eating people, she kind of stays normal.
It's like It Follows. I mean, that's the promise of It Follows.
Damn it, Doyle! Why didn't you think of something original?
It Follows is a little bit different because it's not a supernatural virus so much as a supernatural STD.
Yeah, you gotta fuck it. It's called fucking it forward.
Doyle knows all about it.
It's true. I've had a lot of things fucked forward on me in the years. Well,
I mean, to me, it'd be kind of awesome because, you know, that's a guaranteed. Well, I don't remember the movie It Follows that well. Could they pass it back to you, or once you had it, you can't have it anymore?
No, so in It Follows, once you have sex, it goes to that person. But if that person refuses to pass it on, it kills that person, and then it's back onto you.
Right, but if they fuck you back, do they come back to you?
I don't think they ever did that. They never clarified that.
I know, because, I mean, that just seems like the worst way to get a girl to have sex with you again.
Sounds like you guys need to get right in the sequel.
Yeah.
It like, still follows.
I don't care if you don't want to do it again. It's not. It's going to murder you. I'm saving your life.
It follows too. Fuck me or else. Yeah.
What if you do it like what if you do it on a plane?
If anyone hasn't seen it, that's a solid movie, I think.
It Follows is a really good movie.
The pacing of that movie is very not traditional, and it's a pretty scary film, I think.
That's how House of the Devil is, too. The pacing of it's like super, super weird, but when you get to the end, it's like a super fucking satisfying movie.
You feel like you were in the devil's house.
Yeah.
My favorite part of It Follows was that girl is super hot. Oh, my God, she really wants to have sex with that kid. Why? Why does she? Oh.
Nice. All right, so let's go around and say, like, kind of your rating of each movie. So let's start with Tim.
Ring and Ringu, both thumbs up for me. I like foreign cinema a little bit, so both films really do it for me.
Doyle?
I got the Ringu at, like, I'd say like an 89, 90, and then the Ring at like a 92, 93. Like I said, they're really close to me. And the only reason that standout reason that I liked the Ring better is because I just, after a while, like the plot and premise of a movie just being dictated to me gets old a little bit. And Ringu does do that, where it's just like, here's what's going on every, you know, couple minutes, as opposed to getting to go on a journey with the film as you figure that shit out. And then the one scene that I think the Ring does just over the top better is when she lets it out and then talking to the kid, and the little kid's like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Where the little kid's just like, nah, bitch, what the fuck are you doing?
You helped her?
Yeah. Well, that scene alone makes kind of the Ring for me a little bit. But.
How about you, Juan? Where are you at?
I'm probably in the, for both films, I'm probably in the 8 to 8.5. I mean, thumbs up. I definitely think they're both worth a revisit. Especially if you're not a, because I don't know how many Americans are really go back and watch foreign horror movies. So, I mean, this.
8%.
8 or 80?
I said 8.
Oh.
Yeah. I feel like that is a really high number, Doyle.
Just 8 people. 4 of us, or 5 of us, and 3 more.
I feel like John still just walked into some random person's house and sat down.
Did Do you know what frogging is?
Georgia.
I don't know what frogging is.
When you survive in someone's frog or guest room or attic and they don't know you're there.
Oh, yeah,
that's creepy.
Just don't tell your mom, Doyle.
Okay.
There's another pretty good horror movie like that too. Parasite. That's like the whole premise of that movie.
Is that the one where they're on their boat?
No, that's...
Is that the one where the parasite is in the person?
No, it's another Asian film where this family ends up getting employed by a rich family by, like, I don't know, basically backstabbing all of the original employees for this wealth.
That's the one that just came out.
Yeah, it's really good.
The one that won the Academy Award.
Isn't that just the takeoff of Keeping Up with the Kardashians? Or?
All right, John Still, what do you give these movies?
I have yet to see Ringu, so I'm going to have to go watch that one. But The Ring, I loved it when it came out. It was excellent. It was scary. It was something I'd never, ever seen before in the Japanese vein of revenge shows, like you said. So, yeah, I'll definitely give it a thumbs up. I enjoyed the hell out of it.
Nice.
And you, Gabe?
Everybody.
So that leaves me – basically, I give both these movies a 9 out of 10. They're, like, fairly interchangeable. I just prefer the Japanese one over the American one for more than anything just for personal reasons. But they're both super solid movies. I like them both. They're definitely not the abortion that is the American Grudge or American Old Boy. Like, of the movies, of the horror, the foreign horror films that have been remade into English movies, I feel like Ring is really the only one that still is a fairly solid movie. So
as soon as you said that you rewatched it and it was a solid movie, I was like, all right, I'm gonna dig this when I rewatch it.
Yeah, I fucking love it. So yeah. Well, with that said, we all agree on something, which is kind of a weird moment.
Yes.
What is the next pop culture classic, Juan? We already talked about it.
Harlem Nights.
Harlem Nights, so another Eddie Murphy joint. I love this movie.
What is wrong with your face? Don't say nothing bad about Harlem Nights, John Still.
Oh no, I was so happy to hear that. I had no idea we were talking.
I didn't know
about one of my favorite movies of all time.
So I didn't know if that was a bad face.
Oh, that's next up. It's next 2 weeks.
Next 2 weeks.
Damn it! No. That was I just ruined an O face. Damn it.
But yeah, thank you for joining us while we talked about Ring and Ringu and foreign and American horror movies. This was another really good and kind of long talk again. So you guys are getting some meaty girth episodes this recording session.
Something we
quit
can't
talking
give
about my dick.
I will talk about whomever's dick I want to. And with that said, I've been Gabe.
I'm Tim.
I'm Doyle.
I'm Juan. Why did you stutter?
I don't know.
I am the meaty, girthy John Clydesdale.
If you enjoyed this show, be sure to check us out at TOTLB.com. Of course, you can find all of our social media there. Also, find us on Patreon. Support the show at patreon.com/TOTLB. Give us a phone call. Tell us what you think, 970-573-6148. And, of course, subscribe to our YouTube channel by going to tinyurl.com/TOTLBTube. Thank you so much for joining us. We will talk to you very soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Peace.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Thinking Outside the Long Walks podcast. Join us on Facebook and Twitter to get behind-the-scenes information for exclusive content and to be notified when new episodes are available. The thoughts and opinions expressed in this podcast are those of the individual and do not necessarily represent or reflect those of the Thinking Outside the Long Walks podcast, Barron Space Productions, its partners, or affiliates. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is made available by its creators, Juan, John, and Gabe. The podcast is edited and produced by Juan, and Albie is the co-executive producer. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is a Barron Space production.